Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. Should having bad credit be a factor when you're considering marrying someone?
I say absolutely it does. Here's why. Well, we got this message, and this woman and her boyfriend are going to get married. They love each other so much, and she recently discovered, without him knowing, who knows how she figured it out, he has horrible credit and lots of major debts. And she's asking us, should this play a factor in my decision to marry him? While I don't think it plays a factor in, you know, how much you love him and eventually getting married, scourge, put the brakes on, put it on hold, let him get his finances, you know, handled, because that's going to come back on you. When y'all are spouses, some of those debts are going to cross over to you just because you're his wife. And I just think it is kind of a deal breaker if he doesn't plan on fixing it. And I don't think they should get married until he gets his credit repaired a little bit, or at least towards that direction, to show, you know, he has good faith and his credit is important to him. Because when you get married, you guys, I ain't married, but I know a lot of married people.
You said that real hood like.
Nothing against it.
You know what? I say they're young. They got nothing. Build a new life together.
What?
You know, start out anew together. And in 10 years, you
know. They're not starting new. They're starting negative because he's got so many debts. And his credit is bad.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
You are a hater.
I am not.
You are a hater because you're saying if you broke, you don't deserve to have love. That's exactly what you're saying.
I'm saying he's not prioritizing his finances.
Okay.
That's
869-1093. Go ahead, man. You've been dying to get on with us.
I think it shouldn't matter for the fact that certain things hit your credit score. Like me, like in my situation, I have bad credit because I have child support that hit it, and I have medical debt that hit it from when I was 18 with the hospital for 11 months.
Oh, wow, buddy. What was wrong with you?
I broke my back, and they told me that they didn't think I was going to walk. But
oh, my God. Okay,
but
man.
I owe them like $1.6 million, and I'll never get it paid off.
Jesus.
I don't have $1.6 million. Like, I try to settle that, you know.
Okay.
But
all right.
The only
I understand
thing left
that
to do is bankruptcy. So credit's really not nothing. My wife married me knowing that. We have $1.6 million.
Jesus.
Hospital.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
And he's got a bad back. Jeez, that wife's got problems. Hello, Power 93.5.
That was heartless. That was spineless.
Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think? Is the credit a factor or no?
Man, hey, man, yeah, I would say it is a factor. You know, I don't think it should be a deal breaker, but I definitely think it should be a factor. At the end of the day, listen, she gets married to this guy, his credit's going to affect her whether she likes it or not.
Thank you.
Well, I agree with you on that. Now, what do you think about the guy that just called that said that his wife married him knowing that he had bad credit and was in debt for $1.6 million?
Man, I think that's crazy.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
How did I miss that?
Well, because you were too busy hearing him explain about how his back was messed up, too.
No, that's
so
not true.
Now he's in debt and he's got a bad back, and that could affect other parts of their marriage.
Yeah.
See?
What?
You know what you're doing. And really, you're helping me out.
Then,
thank you for agreeing with me.
Thanks for calling. What? How am I helping you? How's the guy with the bad back helping you out? 869-1093.
Because now he's got bad credit and a bad back? Double whammy.
Not really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.